Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Sorry about that, Lee. I went off on a tangent.
I thought that was only Joe Rose territory, those reads.
No, it's, unfortunately, I think I'm in that I know I'm in that territory now. So, yes, it is my territory as well.
All right.
Let's blaze through four games because I know you have a lot of radio stuff to do today. And we haven't talked enough about the games this weekend. Kansas City, I'll go in chronological order. Kansas City Chiefs, they are 8.5-point favorites hosting Houston tomorrow.
So the Chiefs won the first game in Week 16, 27-16. And in that game, Patrick Mahomes was playing on a tender ankle. He threw for 260 yards and two touchdowns. His receivers are all finally healthy. Here's an interesting stat. The Texans like to run the football behind their offensive coordinator, Bobby Sloak, a lot on first down. And Joe Mixon's had a great year. But the result is the Texans have been left with third and nine or longer 91 times during the regular season, a figure exceeded only by the Cleveland Browns. And I just think Kansas City's defense, once they get up, is going to suffocate them. And the only real good guy you got to worry about on the back end for Houston is Derek Stingley. And Kansas City's got three healthy receivers, and probably a Hall of Fame tight end here with Travis Kelce. I like Kansas City, 27-13.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going to be betting as well. How about Detroit? This is the late game on Saturday. They are a 9-point favorite hosting Washington.
Okay, so I'm going to put them in a two-team 7-point teaser, and here is why. I think Detroit's going to win the game. I would be shocked if Washington wins. But since opening week, the Commanders haven't lost by more than one score. The last time Detroit faced a quarterback that has dual threat capabilities, they faced Josh Allen, and he put up 48 points and 559 yards. With David Montgomery back, I just think Detroit's offense is too much here. I think they win the game something like 34-28. And I just think the line over a touchdown is probably a little bit too high. So let's put them in a two-team, 7-point teaser with Ohio State on Monday night. And I just think that
the Ohio State line is too much. I love that teaser.
Yeah, and here's why. Notre Dame might be able to hold them off for a quarter or a half. I just don't think they're going to be able to bracket the great receivers, top two receivers for Ohio State long enough here. And Riley Leonard's going to have a great game running and throwing the football. Eventually, talent wins out here, and I think Ohio State will win the game. And I know they're going to win, and I just don't know if they're going to cover the 8.5-point spread. So two teams, 7-point teaser with Detroit and Ohio State. Bring the lines down.
I love that. All right, how about on Sunday now? You've got the Eagles, 6-point favorites over the Rams, who upset the Vikings.
Tough game. This is probably the game that I will not personally bet, but if I had to bet the game, it's going to be cold. It's going to be snowing. I'm seeing 90-95% chance of snow. I think the Rams actually can run the football some here. The Eagles are better on the offensive and defensive lines here, but they got lucky last week. got to face Jordan Love, who was maybe 80, 85% here. Matthew Stafford has played in the snow here. I know that Saquon Barkley ran for 255 yards in the first game, but I just can't lay, you know, 6 points here where the Philadelphia passing offense has just not been clicking the last 4 or 5 weeks here. Philly wins 23-20. I just think it's maybe a little bit too high. This will be the game I either pass or put pizza money on the Rams plus six.
And how about the late one Sunday, which is the big one? And yep, the line to me is a little bit shocking, but yep, Baltimore is a one-point favorite on the road in Buffalo.
So they played in week four, and the Ravens routed the Bills 35-10. Something interesting I wrote down after the game when I saw the press conference. Josh Allen said that the blowout loss at Baltimore, remember it was at Baltimore, he said not everything was bad in this game. He says a lot to learn from. He says, I'm glad this happened early in the season so we can correct things here. So now if you look back at the film, though, the defensive line didn't play poorly. They were playing with two backup linebackers. And both those linebackers were taking chances, were not able to fill. They were just not able to fill the gaps there. And if they did, I think that they would have had a chance to stay in the game. So the Ravens last week jumped to a 21-0 lead. We know that Pittsburgh offense had been floundering for the last 6 weeks. In fact, they punted on all four of their first half possessions when the Ravens went up 21-0. Let's say the Bills get the ball, win the toss, and go up 7-0. Then all of a sudden, Baltimore's running game where they run downhill with a lead is going to change here. I just think Josh Allen just a cut above any other quarterback here that's going to be playing against Baltimore. And I like him, 35-30 at home.
All right, there you go. He likes Buffalo getting the point. He likes the Rams getting the points. He likes KC laying the points tomorrow. And for the Detroit Lions game, he's putting it in a 7-point teaser. Lions and Ohio State Monday night in the College Football National Championship. Lee Sterling, follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Have a great weekend, Lee.
You too, guys. Take care. Peace.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.